When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's time, and people are like, oh, and then the stadium and the lights.
Melissa Santos, take it away.
Lucha Underground.
Melissa Santos.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Lightweights Podcast. My name's Joe. Today we have Melissa Santos from Impact Wrestling and Lucha Underground.
Melissa Santos.
That looked brutal.
He broke my nails, like all of them, like all 4 feet. I don't know how it happened.
Melissa's made quite a name for herself as ring announcer and wrestler.
There was talks about it coming back.
We talk all about her start on television, her marriage to Brian Cage, the machine.
His schedule is just like perfect. And I don't know if that's like a white thing or what, but Latinos, like, we don't.
And in the very next episode, we have Brian guesting on the podcast. So make sure to hit the subscribe button. We're almost at 30,000 subscribers. Thank you guys so, so very much. Without further ado, Melissa Santos. And give this video a like.
Did young Brian Cage look as...
He's always been a big guy.
Okay.
Like, if you look back, he's always been a big guy. Like, he has a good... Sorry, that's your dad. Whatever. He has a nice butt. He's always had, like, a really nice butt.
When you first saw him, Is that was that what you were staring at the whole time?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
When Sami Callihan gave you a pile driver in front of Brian, was that the best or the worst moment of your life? That looked brutal.
He broke my, like... nails, like all of them, like all 4 feet. I don't know how it happened. He did. Sammy. I haven't seen Sammy in a while. I miss him. Not because of that. It's a complicated relationship. Yeah. I'm like, I miss you, but don't do that again.
Taking a bump like that, was that scary for you?
No, you know what? So originally when I started in the business, I did a bit of wrestling with WOW Women of Wrestling.
Yes.
So a little bit. So I had taken bumps. You know, I wouldn't consider myself a wrestler because, I mean, what wrestlers do, that's like, I have so much respect for it because, like, you just mentioned, like, you're like, oh my gosh, how did that feel? It doesn't feel good. It doesn't. And then wrestlers choose to do this over and over and over again, like every day for the rest of their lives. You know what I mean? Or stop at one point, kind of, you know? You see, it's crazy to me, but I have so much respect for it and I love watching it. Like, I get to have like a ringside seat, and so I'm a little spoiled.
When you took that first bump, when you were learning, Did you think, oh, I could hang with this? Or did you know, like, this isn't for me, but I still want to be involved in some kind of way?
You mean when I first started in wrestling, or... Like, the first time I, like, took something, you mean? Like, or...
When you first started in wrestling.
In wrestling? I didn't know. Like, originally I started with WOW. So, I'll never forget, because my agent goes, hey, there is this show, and they need wrestlers. And I'm like, oh, like, WWE? Like, because that's what everyone knows, right? And, like, the average consumer. And so, I'm like, okay, I guess. Like, I've been, you know, in athletics, like, most of my life. I was, like, a competitive dancer. I did, like, water polo, all that stuff. And I thought, okay, I could do this. And then I went into the ring for the first time, and I took a bump. There was nothing like it.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, I just took, like, practicing, just taking a back bump. I was all in my head, just, like, bounced because I was not tucking my chin. I'm just like, oh, I could do this. But when I do it, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, that didn't feel good. But then the very competitive person in me went, I gotta try that again until I get it right. And then it didn't ever feel that much better, but then I was like, okay, taking it. It's weird. It's almost like you build like some resilience towards it. And it was cool. Like, I liked it in a way. But the more intense it got, the more I realized, maybe this is not something that I can do all the time. And with WOW, we weren't. With WOW, WOW was taking a lot of performers and kind of developing them. Some were wrestlers at the time. They didn't really have many of them. So we would get together. There was a ring in downtown LA at the Biltmore Hotel. Beautiful hotel, by the way.
What was the ring doing there?
It was just there. It was so random. And it was like in the basement. And I walked in there the first day and everyone was watching like wrestling movie, like wrestling shows and documentaries on wrestling and all that. And I'm like, what is going on?
Was it a traditional school?
No, it was David McLean, the owner of WOW, was like, you guys have to watch some wrestling, old school wrestling, like, you know, like WWF. And so the girls are like watching that again, documentaries. And I'm like, what is going on? And then, you know, I'm like, okay. And then like a week later, I'm taking a bump and it didn't feel good, like I said. But the rest is history, really, because I continued doing it. I ended up becoming part of a tag team. So it's cool. That was like the beginning of my wrestling career.
Before we continue, I want to give a huge shout out to Resorts World for making this podcast happen. Resorts World is such an incredible hotel right in the heart of Vegas. It's the kind of place that does make you want to leave. It has an incredible casino, an incredible food court. Plus, there's a restaurant called Wally's, which is really, 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 really tasty. So if you're booking your trip to Vegas, go check out Resorts World. Stay there. Go to the casino. It's really, really awesome time. Now let's get back to Melissa Santos. Even the way that you got into the announcing is really cool. Can you just share how that happened?
Right after WOW, because it didn't get picked up, David was like waiting and movie, you know, or TV deals needed to be made. And so things were on hold. My agent goes, hey, Melissa, another wrestling show. And I'm like, okay, I want to act. I want to come to, you know, I want to act. I possibly maybe sing and dance on a movie or something. Wrestling keeps happening. Not mad at it. I'm trying to survive. You know what it's like. You're from Los Angeles. You know what it's like to survive out there. You're like, oh my gosh, right? I'm doing all the side jobs just to like stay afloat. And then she messages me or calls me and is like, hey, let's, you know, go in and audition. But they need a ring announcer. I'm like, I've never ring announced. And they had the working title was Lucha Libre something. Like it was like Lucha Libre USA, but there was already a show, I think, called Lucha Libre USA. But they just kept it as that working title. And I'm like, it's weird. Is it that same show? And then I went looking it up. I'm like, okay, it can't be this, but whatever. So I'm like, I guess I'll audition, whatever. It doesn't pay me. I'm going to do it, right? So I go in and they needed someone to be bilingual, Spanish, English, and could take a bump. I needed to be able to take a bump. And I feel like I was like the only girl in LA that really could do those things. I wasn't ever trained as a ring announcer, but I had some training with like teleprompter and like hosting. I just wanted to be very like versatile. So I took like some classes and I thought, okay, I can do this. It was not like anything I've ever done before. So it was like very, very difficult in the beginning, but I can tell you more about that after. But when I went to the audition, tons of like, you know, girls auditioning, more like model, pretty Latina. And they were just bringing them in and I could hear them like doing the announcements and I had to announce Johnny. I remember this. And I went in there and I announced Johnny as Johnny Mundo. And
was he there?
No. Mm-mm. So it was just like, I still have no idea what's going on. I have no mic. I'm just like in front of the camera, just like this. And I
was
like,
most auditions.
Just like an audition. Really weird. I didn't know what.
So cool.
And I never thought about like what I'm going to do. And so, yeah, it was very much Lucha Underground because it was very much like television. It's different than any other wrestling. It was very cinematic. They did everything like it would be like auditioning for a TV show or a movie. And then they had me come in a couple times. And then the last time I was like, I remember this. Oh my gosh. So at the time I was also a student and I did not have any money to even put gas in my car. I remember this day. Oof. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to make me come again. I don't even know if I have gas money. I have to wait for, I can't. And I'm driving from like the IE, right? So the Inland Empire, for people that don't know, the Inland Empire is like, it could be like an hour plus out from Los Angeles and in traffic. I'm like, okay. So with hardly any gas in my tank, I make it to the audition and I'm so stressed out that day. And then I'm like, I walk in and I look into Joseph and I go, so you guys, do you guys want me or what? I said that. Because honestly,
she's spicy with water.
I'm like, listen. Do you guys, because I'm like, you guys have me coming in. And I mean, no offense to all the girls out there, but I feel like I understand this more than most of the girls out there. Like, I can take a bump. I can speak Spanish. I can speak English. I'm, you know, what you guys are looking for as far as like model type, even though I'm really, really short. I'm not like a model, but I felt like I had that commercial look that they were looking for, or else I wouldn't have been there. So I'm like, so what's up, guys? I mean, and I can sell for you guys. Like, what, you need me to just take a bump right now and sell? And they're just looking at me like... And I remember DeJoseph wanted to kind of like smile, you know, like he was like kind of holding things back. And then after that, I mean, they called me and they're like, you have the job. And I'm like, what? And then in 2 weeks later, I'm like ring announcing for Lucha Underground. It happened very fast.
At this point, were you looking up online what Lucha was to try and understand it?
Yeah, I was like just looking up as much as I could going into the audition. You know, you want to do your research, but I didn't know really what I was getting myself into in like the best kind of way. Like,
did you have anyone that you were trying to model how you wanted
as far as ring announcing?
Yeah,
I was just obsessed with Lillian, so I am like, Lillian, okay, Garcia. I'm just gonna watch her. Yeah, Lillian Garcia. And she's also like Latina. Look, it gives me chills. Like, I love her. So I love her. And so I'm like, I gotta look her up and gotta figure out a way to like find something that, you know, is like, I guess, original to me. But that was going to come with time, because if you look at the first episode of Lucha Underground, actually don't look at the first episode of Lucha Underground. I'm like, dear, like frozen, like just the following Lucha. I know it was so bad, but everyone.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweight's podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee. In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Start somewhere, and that was my start. It just happened to be on TV.
And was your start very new compared to everyone else on the show? Like, everyone kind of knew the ropes of what they had to do, and you were just there.
which was even more intimidating. They're like, hey, go ring announce. And everyone's like, yeah, I've been wrestling forever. You know, you got Chavo Guerrero rolling up. And I'm just like this. I don't know why he did that. But he didn't do that. He like just, he's so, Chavo, love you if you're watching this. He's one of the people that I felt like helped me feel calmer through the transitioning from just being like this normal actress slash everything in LA to I'm gonna ring announce now. But it was very intimidating because everyone just knew their place and I was just trying to figure it out. And then I had to say their names and make things exciting. And I'm like, who gave me this job? I feel like I'm an imposter for a while.
Was that the hardest thing, learning everyone's names, the pronunciations, what to really hit on?
Yes.
For announcing?
Mm-hmm. So when I first started, like the first, I would just watch myself as hard as that was. Because I was like, oh, this is so, I felt it was cringy to me, you know? And so I'd watch it and I'm like, okay, but I have to watch like so I can get better. And so then I'd kind of find my flow and I allowed only a couple of people, like Vampiro, for example, would help me a lot. And I'd, and Stryker. So it was only a couple of people that I focused my energy on because when I first got there, I didn't know who anyone was. So I was just trying to be like nice to everyone. And I felt like I was too accommodating to everyone's like ideas of what an announcer is supposed to sound like. So I just like dialed it in and just like focused on a couple of people and took what they were saying and who I respected. And Stryker had been in the business for so long too. And on, you know, and as an announcer and as a, being on the commentary team, I thought, okay, let me just focus on my team and how I feel like as a whole, we can all vibe and make this better. So I did put a lot of trust in them. And it worked when I was able to like cut that, noise. Cause there was a lot of noise when I first started at Lucha Underground. Again, people like, oh, maybe you should do this way or this way. I was able to, figure it out. Yeah. And they just let me do my thing. Like once they knew that I figured it out, they were just like, oh, okay. So they kind of held my hand and that's what was great. They almost developed me.
I feel like there's so much pressure with what you do because you're the starting point for everyone's entrance. So mm-hmm. of course they're going to throw you their feedback. Cause like, hey, you got to really say my name like mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. But you're saying it like that.
You know what? It's the wrestlers actually never really say, I want things this way. It's weird. Like there are other, you would think like, no, I need you to say it this way and enunciate this way. 99.9% of the time, they don't say that. They just want to make sure I'm saying the right words. And however I say them, it's how I say them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
They feel like they never really hear announcements either until
later.
Because
they're just in the back.
Yeah. So they're like, I mean, out like, hey, how did you like that? And they're like, well, I don't know. I didn't hear it. I'm like, oh,
cool.
Sick. Awesome.
Killed it.
I was so nervous, you know, going out there like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you feel like Lucha was ahead of its time?
Yes. That's an easy answer to get. Yes, because if you look at wrestling now, like especially the cinema, it was like a movie, right? It was like watching cinema and you're watching these like segments and you're like, wow, this is not just wrestling. This is so much more. And you watch that, you're much more involved in the storylines because you're like, oh my gosh, it's like I'm watching a television show. Like what's going to happen next episode, which is completely different than just wrestling in general, wrestling entertainment in general. So now you see like, you know, people like, you know, WWE, you started seeing it change. Like Lucha Underground did something and now they're doing kind of the same style. And I thought that was pretty neat. You know, I'm like, go Lucha Underground.
Did the wrestlers mm-hmm. in Lucha Underground realize that as they were doing it? Did they feel like they were ahead of the curve?
I don't think anyone knew. We just knew that it was something special. When you go into that locker room, there's no other locker room that I've been a part of that it was quite like Lucha Underground. Yeah. Everyone was working together to make it work. It was about actually putting good storylines out there, and it didn't matter if that person's gonna go over that. Like it was about like developing the story and really sticking to it. Like, you know, like you're, because someone watching from home, like you, I know I like to watch a storyline develop, and that doesn't always happen the way you, I sometimes in wrestling right now, not all the time, but I feel like it's just with Lucha Underground, it was just so different. Like you're watching, you're almost like you're watching a television show, you know? And no one knew it was happening that way until we started watching it back. I'm like, oh, this is cool. And we didn't know what we were watching or what we were shooting, really, because it wasn't until you're watching it, you realize, wow, this is shot in this way, like a television show, like a movie. And you're like, okay, this is, you know. And for me, and the actor in me is going, hell yeah, well, this is so cool. It's like, I guess I am doing a little bit of acting now. So, and I was very involved in Lucha Underground's like storylines, which is really interesting for a ring announcer.
In what way?
I would, like, Phoenix, for example, I got to actually play like his love interest. So that was fun, you know. And it's funny because Brian and I had just started dating, and I did have to kiss like Phoenix, and he's like, I want to be in a storyline with you. I was like, I know, me too. I mean, that would be nice. Like, couples want to stay in storylines together in wrestling. I get it, but it just kind of happened that way. And Phoenix was, you know, he's like, you know, the sweet baby face. And then it's like the sweet ring announcer. And then we just start, like, it just worked. And when I would watch it back, I'm like, oh, I mean, that's cute, right? They're kind of watching myself. I'm all, okay, I see what you guys did there. It's good. I ended up wrestling with him as well. So I was like, I tag team with him. That was crazy. I had his blood all over my face. Like, it was so crazy. I loved it.
What was the difference from when you were wrestling and when you were ring announcing?
Well, wrestling, I'm hurts more, and ring announcing does it. There you go. And then I get paid similar. So I'm like thinking,
Were you way more nervous? Or did you feel like you were comfortable enough with your talents and skills that you were trained properly?
I think I was confident in the fact that I had good guidance. Like, I had people that were making sure that I was going to look good, and I trusted them. Like, do this, Melissa, and I follow directions. And I'm like, okay, I will do it the way you tell me to do it. Okay. And that's it. Like, right. Mm-hmm, yeah, I just trust them, which, thank God, like, is the right people to trust. So
did you watch back every episode?
I would watch it. Yeah, I would.
And were you surprised at how they were cut together? Or did you like, oh, that's cool, they did this? Like,
yes, because they wouldn't. So we would get like the days, like kind of a breakdown of how everything is going to go. And I had my script and all. And since I don't have like cue cards or anything like that, like I have to memorize everything and then the transitions. But it wasn't until you're like really watching it because it's also shot like in different order too. So you don't really know what's going on all the time. And they don't want you to know. It's still like kayfabe, you know?
Right.
Like, I'd ask like DeJoseph, I'm like, so what are you doing here? He's like, sorry, it's not, you're going to have to wait and see. And so, yeah. Yeah.
What was the timeline from when you recorded to when it aired?
Every season was different because we shot like two seasons at the end, like back to back. I want to say like 6 months. Yeah, but it could be off because we're shooting and then it's like on TV. So it would sometimes be a while. Like towards the end, it took a while for the last like season to like actually air.
Right.
But yeah.
When do you think you built the connection with the fans in the Lucha Underground?
I want to say like towards the end of season one, because I was still in my head a lot, and it was a live audience, you know? So I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a live audience. It's like, there's so much movement and like, so trying to connect with them was a little bit different. It was difficult because I'm just like, don't fuck up. Oh my God. So it's hard for me to be like, hey, what's up, guys? You know? But Vampiro would take care of that. Vampiro would come out, hey, what's up, Lucha Underground? ¿Cómo estamos? And he's like, putos, like, you know? And I'm like, all right, cool. And so like, that would make me feel like, okay, I was so thankful to have people that have been doing it for so long, like, help me find my place, you know. But it wasn't until like season two where I was like coming out, what's up? I wasn't calling everyone putos, but like, you know, or like, you know, but I was doing it in my own way, and you could just see the shift. Like, oh, she knows, like, she gets it now.
Did you feel more confident in yourself once you felt that connection?
Yes. Yeah, like I was like, oh, I'm actually better at my job now. So like, because I was better, I liked it more, and then therefore, like, you know, yeah. And people were responding to it. I'm like, oh, people like it. Okay, yes, yes. Oh man, they're not dominating me on social media, you know, or on Twitter, you know, because Twitter can be like savage. Like, so I was like, oh my gosh, they like me. Yeah. Okay.
What's your relationship now with Vampiro?
You know what, Vampiro, for a while, I think he was just like kind of doing his own thing. He was like
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In his school, because he teaches. Actually, we got to do some Krav Maga together on some just kind of like stuff for like YouTube and stuff. We would do segments like that. But he was doing that. And then, we haven't really, I'll see him randomly at an indie show. It's been a while since I've seen Vampiro. I want to say right before I had my babies. You guys don't know, but my kids are over here.
They're doing great, baby, by the way.
I'm like crossing my fingers.
Got his Louis purse over there.
I know, my kids. I know, right? Like drifting in Louis. oh my gosh. So it was like right before I got pregnant with my second baby, Logan. So yeah. He was looking good. His hair was all dope. Like, Vampire is cool.
I remember when he debuted. I remember vividly that I was watching it live, and I thought this guy was so cool.
He's so cool.
So cool.
Oh, yeah. He's, like, so talented. He's, like, ridiculously talented, like, and speaks great Spanish, too. It's, like, he's awesome.
Was there ever a desire for you to become the champion?
Me to do anything like that?
Yeah.
I just want to be the champion at just like knowing what the hell I was doing, you know, like just learning the ropes and just always learning. I'm always going to be a student. I always want to get better. I always want to learn. And so and just kind of surrounding myself with people that can mentor me, that know things, you know, more things than I know so that I can kind of continue developing, you know. That's it. I never want to be really the champion of anything other than just... Okay, let me figure this out. And once I started ring announcing, I just fell in love with it.
Once that happened and you got that initial push and you realized you were good at it, did you want to try and do it more in other?
Yes.
Where'd you want to go?
So I did audition for NXT, and there was something going on. I think it was some kind of like underground, which I think is happening now. I thought I saw something about like it's like NXT Underground or like... WWE Underground. There's something going on, and I think at the time, I think that's what they were bringing me in for. Didn't know how to like place me.
It was during COVID.
Because I remember there was no audience, and it was like the developmental team like clapping on the outside and stuff, and like the people on the screens and stuff.
Yes.
So I was back there, and I was just like, this is cool, and I think I don't know who was running around back there. Was it Triple H back there? Like I was just like sitting there going, I can't believe I'm sitting here, like just taking it all in. And then I did some segment. It was really confusing, actually. They brought me out there and I was like, oh, what am I doing? And they're like, kind of do this. And I don't know if they knew what was going on per se.
Right.
And then I don't know. They never called me back. What's up? Like, what happened? I don't know. I think at the time, like, there was something brewing and then that didn't take off. And then so they didn't really need me for that. So, right. Yeah.
Do you have any goals to get back out there into a bigger promotion like that?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. Yes. I have some things brewing this year. That's all I can say. I'm happy. There's so much happening. I'm doing so many cool things.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I can't say what all I'm doing just yet. But I know.
We're going to come back to this.
We'll come back.
We'll come back to this.
We're going to have to come back. So you guys put a pin in that. Melissa said something's happening. So yeah, I'm so excited. This year is going to be, I miss it. I miss being creative. I love being a mom. I've stopped a little bit because I'm with my children. But I still do shows here and there. In fact, I was ring announcing pregnant and stuff. That was fun.
Harder?
Yes. Everything is harder. Everything is just so much harder. But I feel like my kids, because I ring announce pregnant, I've done it with my Sky, my first daughter, and my son now. I feel like that's why they can just handle like the noise. Like they can sleep through anything because I was always like around so much noise. Like they're here.
I mean, this guy's doing great.
I know, he's so chill. So it's everything is harder when you're pregnant, but I'm glad that I have some things. Like, yeah, I'm just so happy to like go back.
When Lucha shut its doors, did you feel like you want to just give up?
No. I was like, no, I gotta keep doing things. And then I went to Impact. And so I got to do some stuff with Brian. And that was so much fun. I got to do storylines with you, babe. See? We got married. We had a wrestling wedding. I'm like,
did you know it was coming?
No.
Did you talk about it prior at all?
Okay, so we had no idea. And then...
You got proposed on live TV.
Oh, yeah. So we knew... Like something was happening, but they don't like telling me everything.
Right.
They want me to be like surprised. So at that point, I mean, he already had proposed to me. So they knew we were really getting married. And like, I think we were going to get married a couple weeks after that. Actually, our wedding was actually set to happen. And so he proposed to me so many times. Like,
did you say incredible. Yes every time?
Every single time. I mean, it was getting excessive. I was about to say no. I'm like, listen, don't ask me anymore. But because of wrestling, we... did it again, and so we got married at Impact, and then you know how these weddings turn out. It's a hot mess, and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
I got a vase broken over my head. Very cool. I took an amazing bump. I don't know if you guys watched it, but you should, because I actually looked back and went, oh, it was like timber. I just like felt like this. I'm like, I really hope that looked good, because I don't know what's going on, and everyone was telling me that, you know, I could get hurt by this and get cut if I'm not careful. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm just standing here. I don't know. They're like, just be careful. I'm like, all right, I'm going to die. Like, this is going to cut into something in my forehead. But, you know, I was willing to do it because wrestling. So, yeah. And I like to be part of things. So.
And that leads us to today. Mm-hmm. What's it like being married to a pro wrestler? And not just a pro wrestler, a pro wrestler.
They're a little high maintenance, like
dieting,
all the things. Brian is though. So Brian works out all the time. I have so much respect for him. He is the most like dedicated person. Like, I mean, he and his schedule. Like his schedule is just like perfect. And I don't know if that's like a white thing or what, but Latinos, like, we don't. I'm like, what is even a schedule? Like, you want me to be at a party at what time? Okay. Six, you better tell me earlier, because I'm not gonna show up like right away. Like, we show up later. And so he's just very like, he always has like a schedule. Like, he's like, gotta do this. Even when we go on vacation, I'm like, oh my goodness, sir, can we just relax, you know? But that part of him is what has made him so successful, because he gets up in the morning, does his cardio, eats the same thing every single day for the past, like, I don't know, decade. We've been together almost 10 years, right? And same thing. Goes to the gym, gets worked on. I was just mentioning to you that he has like all these therapists that work on him, and he just makes sure that he is on point all the time, because he wants to just do his best all the time. Like, he loves wrestling more than any wrestler I even know. Like, he just loves wrestling. He loves the business. He loves making matches look really good. He doesn't care about anything else other than, can we make this look good? So, I respect him very much. Like, I knew when I saw him at Lucha Underground, besides the fact that his butt is amazing. Beautiful. Bigger butt. Yeah, and I'm a Latina, right? They say, oh, Latina's supposed to have a big butt. I don't know. Not, there's my baby. He's like,
That's my dad.
That's my dad. Besides that, I just knew like he was going to be a superstar. Like, this is what his rise was. He was doing indies and had done it like kind of, he was also in WWE for a little bit too. And went to Impact did something with Impact, but it wasn't until Lucha Underground happened that I could, you know, you could see his rise. And then they really pushed him, and he just looked, you know, bigger than life. I mean, he's a huge dude. And I saw him and I was like, oh my gosh, like, yes, booty on point, but like body on point. And I love fitness, right? But he was just a superstar. Like, you see him and you're like, oh, this guy's a star. So
when you first met Brian, who made the first move on who?
I did.
You made the move on Brian.
So I wasn't sure. So... Because I told myself I was not going to date a wrestler. I'm just not.
Why? You didn't want to get involved in it?
Because I just wanted to separate work. Like, I don't want to... I just want to complicate things. And I just never thought, like, okay, I'm going to... I just admired them for their jobs. And I just thought, man, they're living the rock star life. Like, I can't get involved with that. You know, I'm just the ring announcer. Like, I know not... I don't know anything about like the life other than that. That's a rock star life. And it's like, maybe I don't know if that's, he's going to be quite the guy that would be, you know, good to date. Right. But then, you know, because he has muscles and he works out and all that. I'm like, hey, why don't we, do you want to work out? Like, you know, because I was thinking about competing at the time, which I eventually did. But I thought, let's work out. And he's like, all right, cool. And he was totally cool about it. Later, he tells me, he's like, dude, I was so excited, like holding it in. And he's like, and I'm trying to watch you. I'm trying to ignore the fact that you're like doing kickbacks and your butt is like doing things. And I'm
you're
like,
squatting, so and you're I'm watching. Squatting.
He's like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, really? So yeah, he's like, I was just, he's like, I was so giddy. He's like, because he said that, he's like, everyone was like, who's a ring announcer? Because she's not part of like the wrestling world. And he's like, and so I know that some of the boys in the locker room thought you were so pretty. And it's like, great, he's out with Santos now. And so I was like, felt so lucky. And I'm like, that's funny, because I don't know what, you know, I go to work and do my job and then I leave. So I had no idea.
And you never really hung out in the locker room then, right?
No, I go in because I'm, ring announcers are really like involved with the production side of things. So I'm needed. So they're telling me about just transitions and this sequence, this is going to happen this way. And if there are changes, I need to be present doing that. Wrestlers just, you know, they show up and then they're there doing their part and that's it, right?
You have
so I'm there the whole time.
Yeah, one of the few jobs on screen that you have to be present entirely.
The whole time.
Mm-hmm. And you have to be aware of everything.
I have to be really affected by it, right, too. So you're on the whole time because, you know, the camera's there. So, yeah.
Right.
So it's a little different. But, yeah.
Oh, that does come with a lot of pressure, huh?
It does. You're like, oh, where the camera? Like, the whole time you have to be in it. But, you know, it's easy to do because I'm really just into it.
Yeah. Like, if you love amazing. It, it's like, this is the best job ever.
Amazing. Amazing. These guys and girls are flying off tops of the temple, is what we call, you know, our home, right, at Lucha Underground. And I was just amazed. Like, so the whole time I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I can't believe, like, every single episode, I thought I was like so lucky to be there, you know? And the fans, because I don't know if you were going to ask about the fans, but the fans, Lucha Underground would be nothing without the fans. We had people that were always there. They were almost just part of the show too. And it was amazing. The energy in there, like, it gives you chills. Like, you're sitting there going, wow. And so if it wasn't for that energy, I don't know if I would have had the success either, because they give you energy. It's a give and take kind of thing. So it's amazing.
With the fans, at what point did they catch on that you and Brian were together?
Someone, I had an interview, and I was asked, like, who my favorite was, and I said, like, Brian. I was like, sorry, hi, Brian. And actually, we were not dating yet, but I totally had a crush on him for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even realize to, like, what extent until we started hanging out. And I was like, oh, I like him. Oh, damn it. I told myself I wasn't going to date a wrestler. But, hey, you know what? Almost 10 years later and 2 kids later, it was, like, the best decision for sure. Yeah.
What do you think is the biggest misconception about wrestling couples?
That everything is like perfect all the time. Well, listen, you think like, oh, they live a happy fairy tale life. It's not. We're normal people. We have like kids. We have like things that, you know, that need to get done around the house. Like, you know, I'm like, come on, Brian, make sure you get the laundry in the lawn in the hamper. Like,
that's one of my questions. Does he do laundry? Is he doing the dishes? What are the roles back
funny?
At home?
Is that funny? Like, could you imagine Brian doing the dishes?
Like, is that like he's just so good at it? Like that he that's his thing. Are you taking out the trash?
We do both because he travels so much. I have to do a lot of the things at home as well. But he's really good at loading the dishwasher. I feel like there's either one person that loads it really well and the other one that doesn't give a fuck. I'm the one that doesn't give a fuck. I'm like, I didn't have a dishwasher growing up that actually washed dishes. Latinos put bags in the dishwasher. Like, we put things. It's storage. I know.
Oh, yes.
It is a storage, Joe.
Yes.
And so I'm like, all right, well, my mom never taught me how to do this. So I'm not. It's going in how it's going in. But I'm so thankful for the dishwasher. Like,
yeah.
It gets used all the time. But he's very particular about that. And he's also very particular about, like, where his supplements and his proteins and his shaker cups. He has so many of them. So, yeah. Yeah. Those are the things that people don't know. Like, You know, marriage makes you realize that you have to pick and choose your battles. I've accepted the fact that there is going to be shaker cups everywhere and that I'm never going to be good enough for the dishwasher. And that's fine. I refuse. I don't care. It's getting washed the how it's getting washed.
Do you help cook?
We eat like super healthy meals, like most of the time. But he eats his prepped meal, his chicken, rice, like basic stuff. It's very basic, but it works, right? Like it's like, look at him, right? And then...
Does he like doing that himself?
Or he enjoys doing that because he'll like measure everything. I'm telling you, it's hardcore. We have like 5 scales in the kitchen and they're all getting used like at one point in time. There's one over here, measuring chicken, measuring rice.
The machine.
Yeah. It is very much like a process. And I like it. I've learned a lot. Brian has taught me how to travel when I'm traveling and how to eat clean while I'm traveling. Like he's all the tricks of and like tips. I swear I told him, like, you need to do just an episode, like something, and just showing people how to do it because he's really good at it. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because he has to eat a lot all day long. So he has everything like prepped out, done. Like,
do you know his protein count for the day?
Gosh, or his macros? He eats a lot. He eats a lot. So much food.
What's your dream mixed tag match with you and Brian versus who? Anybody, any roster from any era.
You know, only because I chat with her so much.
Are you calling her out right now?
So I really like Tay Conti a lot. You know, I'm watching AEW much more than obviously anything else because my husband's on there. But Tay, I had never met her. We just started talking. Like, she's just awesome. And I just love her story. And Sammy and I go way back, like, to, like, indie days, to, like, Wrestle Circus. It was such a great, great promotion. And he used to wrestle for Wrestle Circus, and that's how we met. And one time we got stuck in a parking lot, and we couldn't get out. You know when you're trying to get out of a parking lot, and, like, some dude was not paying in the front. He lost a ticket, and, I mean, everybody's honking inside of this, like, parking structure. And I got out, and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, we're getting the hell out of here, because I got to go home. I am so tired.
We went the opposite.
Wait, he's like, hell yeah, you know what I mean? Like, Sammy was like hyping me up, and we became like best friends. And so I'm like, I love Sammy, and then Tay's awesome. And so I think it'd be kind of cool to, like, because the chemistry's there, for us to do something together.
Yeah.
And plus, me and Tay are mommies, so I think, I don't know, moms are, no offense to everyone else who isn't a mom, but I'm just gonna say it, you develop a certain level of, like, resilience as a mother. I think, like, she's even more badass now. So I'm just saying, like, one mom to another mom, let's go. I don't know. You ready? Because I'm ready.
What was your involvement in the indie circuit?
I traveled all after Lucha Underground. Again, big blessing for me. I had to travel, like, all over the world. Ring announcing. I've been to so many places within independent wrestling. It's so cool how much wrestling there is all over the world. And it was so cool to travel to places like, for example, Pakistan. I got to travel to Pakistan. I was there with Carlito. It was very cool. He's such a heel, man, the whole time. He's like, fully in character. Like, I had such a good time with him during that loop. And
are there any matches throughout the indie run that stick out to you?
Some of the best matches have been on indie run. It's hard to just really say one because they're just put together right then and there, right? So you don't know. But I just, in the indie circuit, I don't know. I can't even tell you. Like, for example, so we're talking about Pakistan. So Carlito had a really good, I can't pronounce this guy's name, so I'm not going to even butcher it. I will butcher it. He was from France because the promotion was a French promotion that put together the whole event in Pakistan. So one of, like, the best, I think, matches that Carlito has had in front of me, because Carlito, I love you, but, like, in the indies, he's just like, whatever, I'm just gonna bite this apple, and I'm just like, I don't gotta do nothing because I'm Carlito, right? And so he actually did some, like, wrestling. I was like, okay, you better wrestle. And so I would say that's probably one of the memorable ones. He's gonna kill me when he watches this. I don't care. I don't care. I bought you a coffee once, and I'm not gonna let you forget that. So but yeah, I would say it's really hard. It's hard to say, because, I mean, I've announced the Young Bucks and in like Chile, for example. So it is really hard. And I mean, it's a Young Bucks, so I can't tell you. I just think some of the best talent, wrestling talent, is 100% indie. 100%. Some, the most passionate, the most amazing talent. So.
Is there anyone else that you announced in the indies that you knew then and there they were going to blow up?
Sammy. I was just talking about Sammy. Amazing. Amazing. Like, I was like, he would, because he loves wrestling so much too. He was always filming everything, making his like YouTube videos and stuff like that. So I knew right away. I was like, yeah.
Is that the passion that really sticks out?
Yeah. I feel like I can, I love that question too, because I feel that I will watch someone and go, that person's going to make it. And then they do. And I'm like, see, I was right. I was right. Like, I just, they're just good. And they have that potential, you know, like there's, I don't know. You just see it. I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of, and if you've watched wrestling enough, and at that point I had just been around it and I wanted to absorb it, like I made it a point to like really absorb wrestling. Like we'll just watch it from different places because I really wanted to, I want to do a good job for the wrestlers. I want to be able to, you know, ring announcers, it's like Tommy Dreamer said, you have the, so ring announcers have the most important, unimportant job. He was trying to say this in a way not to like insult me. I'm like, it's fine. which if you know Tommy Dreamer, he usually doesn't care. So, but I remember him saying that to me and I thought, you know what? Yeah, like that makes sense. Because it's one of those things, like you'll never notice a ring announcer. Lucha Underground was different. They put a camera in my face. It was different. Like, you know, very different. But like you won't notice a ring announcer as bad until you have a bad ring announcer.
Totally.
And then you're like, oh, damn. And I never wanted to be that person that they're like, oh, that announcer sucked, you know? And so I wanted to make sure like I knew, you know, as much as I could about like the personality of the wrestler. So I you know, if I'm with indie shows, I feel like is really good training for that because you don't know what you're going to get until that day. So I'm just there doing my research. I'm trying to get the card sometimes changes and I'll sit there and I'll talk to them. Like, how do you want me to announce you? And they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, you do know, like, tell me. And these are some people that you see them and they're very over, but they're the most like just humble. They're just sitting there and you're like, I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean? Even like Cody, when Cody was had left WWE and was in the indies, even he was like, Cody, stop. I wanted you need to tell me what you want. Like this is hard because I don't want to take that upon myself because I want to do a good job for you. So I want to give you what you want. So
Cody.
You know, Rhodes, sorry. We're on first name basis. So I was like, wait. So I thought, you know, how does he not like, I tell me you're you, right? So, but yeah, I think I just want to do a good job. So I want to absorb as much as possible because nobody's there to watch me. I just have to be part of the energy that's there. You
that's
know, I have to care.
That's you, Karen, going above and beyond, though, going to everybody to find out how they want to
always
do it, right?
I will sit with you. And if, you know, I think that's an important thing. Like if I had to sit and do a seminar for ring announcing, and that's something that I would suggest every ring announcer does is go sit down, get to know the talent. If you don't know the talent, take your folder with you. I take like you see Samantha Irving with like her folder out and her notebook and you see it out there. At least, I mean, those are things I notice because I'm a ring announcer. Amazing. You know, I don't know if she decided to do that on her own or someone, she had a mentor because I don't know if she was a ring announcer before. I don't think she was. Amazing. I think she's in there writing notes. That's how it should be. You know, you want to look back and go back and then be able to reflect on what it is you wrote and then, you know, maybe do it better the next time. I feel like that's part of like how you grow, right? And then you develop a relationship with the wrestlers. Like I can go to a lot of locker rooms now and I've seen, you know, them out in the indies and now they're with other companies or still doing indies too because some people like Brian, he can do both. And I think that's just important. You develop a relationship and then it's just, I don't know, it's easier. And then sometimes the wrestlers get in the ring with you and they kind of like play along with you, but that comes because you've talked to them before. They're comfortable with you. So I love that.
Would you think of Samantha Irvin's emotional call when Cody Rhodes won the belt?
Amazing. Like, I don't know if you can see from here, but I'm like, it gets me emotional because she was emotional, like just watching that, because I know what that can feel like. You're involved, you're emotional, you're watching it, and you're so into it. You will cry because the story is being told the correct way. And so I understand why she did that. And as a ring announcer, I know some people were like, well, that's, it's so emotional. Like, does she have to cry? Yeah, that's what she felt like. And she's listening and she's watching like everyone else. And if she felt like crying, why not? Like, it's, you can't make everyone happy. I know there are people saying like, oh, she's, I'm like, a lot of people would go, oh, I don't like when Melissa like gets so into it and growls and shit, her whole body's into it. I'm like, well, that's just how it is for me. And I can't make everyone happy, but I love it that much. And I just like want to, like, I feel it. And that's what came out, you know? And it, I, although it's not about me, I'm involved in it. I don't want to just be out there like the following, like, it's just, I can't do that. It's not in me. And when I watch Samantha, chef's kiss, I love it because she's so into it. You tell she just loves it. And that's how it should be. That's, everyone should be just as passionate as the wrestlers out there. Everybody.
Because that's 20 minutes of her watching that match, having emotions go from like, who's going to win, getting ready to call it out.
It was such an emotional thing. And when I saw it, I'm like, yes, go girl. Like, hell yeah. And I love to see a woman doing it.
How much wrestling are you watching now?
I watch a lot of highlight stuff because right now I have a brand new baby and it's like I barely have time to sleep. But I watch highlights now. He's 5 months right now. So there isn't a lot of sleep happening in my house right now, but that's okay. He's so cute. So he makes it worth it.
Could you see any of your kids becoming wrestlers when they grow up?
Yeah. My daughter is she loves like wrestling and like she's very active, very physical. She's in gymnastics too, so who knows, right? Like it's whatever they want to be.
Does Brian wrestle with her?
He throws her everywhere. Yeah, you have to. Dads already are a bit rough with the kids, right? And then your dad's a wrestler. Yeah, he's not gonna. Yeah, he's doing chops, and they're always, like, too sweet every time he leaves to the airport. He leaves from the airport. He's always like, too sweet, Papa, too sweet. Yeah, right? She's like, I'm hungry. Yeah, she just wants to eat. Just like her dad. See? They're the same.
How come you guys chose to move out to Vegas?
Vegas is such a cool town. California was pretty shut down during the like COVID, so we left like the very end of 2020 and it was so shut down, and with my 2-year-old at the time I was going nuts, like the schools were not open, and she was in daycare for a couple days out of the week, and so when Brian was traveling it was just much easier, so it was getting really tough. And we were looking for a home to buy, and we got approved like the week that COVID was happening, and then they were like world shut down, and they were like, do you mind just doing a virtual like kind of look at like, I'm like, of a house that I'm gonna purchase? And no, that's not gonna work. And so we kind of waited, and then my friend had like a home that he was renting that he's like, you guys can go ahead and try it out. And we were like, okay. And then Vegas was still like close to California, so I could, it feels like California like 2.0, honestly. And then we had a lot of friends out here that lived here already, and so it was cool. And yeah,
is there a school or a ring for Brian to train in here?
Joe DeFalco has and he, oh my gosh, what's the name, he's gonna kill me, I can't think right now. Joe, I don't sleep. But he has a wrestling school out here.
Yeah.
See, you have to pay me my rate and then I'll say the name of your school. I'm just kidding. No, he has an amazing, he does have a school out here and he puts on shows out here. And yeah, so there's a ring. Brian doesn't really like get into the ring to train, but sometimes, I think just recently he was in the ring training with somebody, but he doesn't do it as much. He's just always traveling now. And now he's just like, you know, AEW or doing indie shows. But yeah.
Are you watching AEW a lot?
I am watching it more. Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I like it. I think it's great that there's so much wrestling on television right now. And I think like wrestling, I don't know, maybe because I think wrestling is cool. I feel like wrestling is cool again. You know, I feel everywhere we go, Brian, people recognize Brian, and then I'm secondary now. They're like, oh, Santos, right? Uh-huh. So, but it's really cool. And I love what AEW is doing. I love the roster at AEW. There's so much talent, so much talent. I love that they have a lot of female on-air talent as well. There isn't a lot of room for on-air talent. There is there's definitely a lot more rooms for wrestlers, right? But there isn't as much for us. So I like to see when I see someone like Samantha Irving in the spotlight like that. I think it's amazing. And AEW is doing that too, and I think it's great. You know, I look up to a lot of announcers. Justin's one of them. He's phenomenal. I like, the way he announces Moxley is like pretty dope. So I'm just happy that there's wrestling on TV and my friends are working, so...
Did you ever absorb other ring announcers from like boxing or Muay Thai?
Like Bruce Buffer, yeah. I love Bruce Buffer. I need to meet him one day. Like I would probably like completely like, I'd just be completely like geeking out, like marking out. Just like, of course, can I have your autograph? Like there aren't many people that do it for me, but like Bruce Buffer is, he's just so passionate. And I love, I live in Vegas, so we go to a lot of, like, UFC fights, and that's the highlight. I'm sorry, I'm not even there for the fight. Sometimes I'm there, I'm like, I need to see him announce right now. And that's how people are. People announce with him. It's time! And people are like, oh, and then the stadium and the lights, and you're like, fuck, this is amazing. He's the best.
Was always him.
Yes.
That was always him.
Amazing, amazing. And I mean, his brother is Michael Buffer, and so let's get ready to rumble, and it's just so cool to watch that. These guys are just so talented, and I love how animated he is because I'm very animated as well, so he makes it okay for me to be all over the place like that because I'm like very physical, and I don't really realize it until I'm watching it. I'm like, oh dang, I'm doing squats in there, what am I doing? So but when I'm announcing, I know I'm going in there to announce, and then I just kind of let things happen, and then I watch back, and I'm like, oh, that was interesting. Okay, cool. Like, maybe I'll tweak that. Maybe I like that. I don't. I still do that to this day, so.
With you being on the production side of Lucha, was there ever a conversation for it to come back?
Everybody wanted it to come back. Everybody wanted it to come back. There was talks about it coming back. However, there was just, like, a lot of owners of Lucha Underground. There was like MGM was producing it, then it was on El Rey Network, and then the people who brought it out was like AAA, and so there was just like a lot, and then I don't think they could figure out how to make that work, unfortunately, because it was such an amazing thing, and yeah, I'm always going to think of it fondly. It was very cool.
If Lucha Underground were to come back, do you think it would be able to survive in the landscape that is today?
I don't know. It depends on who's running it. It would have to be someone who was there originally. Like, at least, it can't just be a new production. They're like, oh, we're going to do Lucha Underground because I watched it. It has to be people that were already invested in it and, like, knew, like, can get that heart beaten again. You know what I mean? Like, bring it back to life because, it's one of those things, like, unless you were there, watching it from, like, the inside, like it's not something that can be replicated, because the reason why it was so good is because the people running it and producing it and were so good at it. Like, we need to have everybody. Like, it would have to be the same people, at least producing
same announcer
it. The same duh. I mean, it's the same. By the way, there is a show that I think is happening in LA. It's going to happen in the temple. They're trying to make like a whole like kind of like throwback to Lucha Underground. So yeah,
would you be involved in that?
I think I might be involved with it. It's gonna be fun to like be there at the temple and just announcing. Yeah.
Oh,
it'd be
hell
kinda
yeah.
Fun. It'd be kind of fun. Wrestling's amazing. Wrestling changed my life for the better. So
what else do we have coming up for you now? Secret announcements that we can't talk about.
Okay, so I can't say everything, but what I can say, so I'm working on two other things because I was always a performer and I have been itching like creatively. You understand, like you just have to be creative. Like you just, it becomes overwhelming. Like you're flooded with, you got to get it out. You're like, I got to get out. So now I'm working on two things. And one, I'll start with that because that's as much as I'll say right now. We're messaging back and forth because we're going to start something. I'm going to work on music because I've always wanted to just write a song. Like, we'll start with one. We'll do a single, right? So do a music video, do a single. And it's going to be with someone in the wrestling world.
Producing it or producing on the track it, with you?
It would be dope if she's on the track. We haven't gotten there yet. Okay. But she's going to be producing it, and I'm so excited. Like, I'm just like, I look up to her so much, and she's so talented, and so I'm so excited about that. I'm also shooting a horror film in Ohio at the beginning of September. September, I believe. So I'm playing. Yeah, I'm gonna be playing a detective. I always play detectives. I don't know. I'm not mad at it.
Detective it's fine. Vibes.
And I can't really speak on who is attached to it because there it's between two main actors who's gonna play like one of the lead roles alongside me. Yeah, it's exciting. It's gonna have some like some names attached to it. So I'm like, oh yeah, I get to act again.
Oh, that's
Let me get it. Let me get back into my acting game because I need to get with the coach because it's been a while. But yeah, I'm excited.
So
I get
awesome.
To be creative. Yeah, there's so much. And it's all happening at once.
Yeah.
You know, I always talk about manifestation. I said, no. Okay, now I'm like, my superpowers. I'm like, how am I manifesting this here? And I was already seeing it. And then it just happened. Like, the things, I always say, like, I can have the things that I want. And as soon as I turn it on, I'm like, oh, look at this. Like, it's just so crazy. I'm like, okay, people know that I'm ready. And so the universe obliges, I guess. So thank you, universe. I appreciate it. So, yeah.
Cool.
I'm excited.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For bringing... The family. So cool.
My friend is back there too, Sherianne. Thank you. Let's go. She's an amazing makeup artist, but she's also my friend, and she is corralling the children so we can have this. So
yes, thank you.
The MVP over there. Thank you.
Cool. Guys, Melissa's links are going to be linked down below. Make sure to go check her out and be tuned for what's to come.
I'm so excited. Cool. Thank you, guys.
Out. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love your questions.
Thank you. Can I just grab a thumbnail of you?
Sure.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.